Now, I just want you to know that for years and years and years, I thought that this passage that Peter just read to you was about taxes, and that Jesus was, in fact, teaching us that we should pay our taxes. Now, I'm going to mess you up here a little bit, Ryan, because I still believe that the government does, or the Bible does teach us to respect government authorities. Okay, and that it does teach us that we are supposed to pay our taxes. But that is not the point of the passage that Peter just read in your hearing. Amen. So if you will, let me just take a minute here to open that passage of Scripture up to you in its proper context. You ready? The event about which Peter read to you took place in the temple in Jerusalem. It happened during the last week of Jesus' earthly life. There he was, teaching in the temple, publicly on display before everybody. He had just finished telling what we call the parable of the tenants, in which he had clearly challenged the authority of Israel's chief priest and elders, those who did indeed rule Judaism. And they recognized what Jesus had meant in the parable and that it was directed at them. So the chief priest and the elders were looking for a way to arrest Jesus. You have to understand that they were sincere in what they believed. Okay, now I want you to understand too, that while your sincerity doesn't necessarily carry you in the right direction, you can be just as sincerely wrong as you can be just as sincerely right. Okay, so they believed that what they were doing, they sincerely believed that what they were doing was right, and they thought that Jesus was a threat to them and to the fragile peace of Jerusalem. They were convinced in their own minds that Jesus had to go. He was a threat, and because they had been entrusted by God with power, it was under their authority to remove him immediately. Those who were the defenders of truth wanted to discredit him who was the truth. But while they knew they had to do something, they were afraid of the people. See, the people listening to Jesus in the temple that day believed that Jesus was at least a good man, and that the things he was teaching were right and good. Many of the people who heard him that day went further. They believed that Jesus was a prophet in the same line as the ancient prophets who had come to Israel. And some of them went so far as to believe that Jesus was, in fact, God's Messiah. So the leaders of Judaism were afraid to attack Jesus openly and outright. They needed to find a way to discredit him before the people before they could move against him in force. So the scripture says, they sent spies who pretended to be honest. Now, frankly, if you're honest, you don't have to pretend. And if you do have to pretend to be honest, you're not. That these men appointed the chief priest had to pretend to be honest tells us quite clearly that they were dishonest. Just a warning, when you are tempted to be dishonest to accomplish what you believe to be an honest goal, you am in big trouble. Because you never need to pretend to be honest to do what is right. But that's where the chief priest and the elders of Israel were. While they thought that their goal to remove Jesus was noble, their methods betrayed them. You cannot achieve an honest end through a dishonest means, nor does good work through evil. Scripture's clear. The whole purpose in all of this was to catch Jesus in a trap. And they baited the trap with flattering words. The dishonest spy said to Jesus, "Teacher, we know that you speak the truth and teach what is right. We know that you show partiality to no one." Now, you know that they did not believe a word of it, but they did hope to make Jesus thought that they thought these things were true. Now, I just have to preach a little bit here. You do know you can't fool Jesus, right? I mean, you can't. Okay, no matter how hard you try, you can't fool Jesus. He looks on your heart, the scripture says. He knows stuff about you you don't even know yourself yet. Okay, he knows things that you would not admit to your closest friend. You can't fool Jesus. But that's what they were trying to do. Fool Jesus. By hoping that they had convinced Jesus that they were honest and seeking his valued opinion, they sprung the trap with a correct question. "Is it right," they said, "for us to pay taxes to Rome?" Now, can't you just see them wringing their hands, slobbering with delight? For surely they had him. If he said it was right to pay taxes, the people would turn against him. Because at that time in history, the people of Israel struggled. They were staggering under a heavy Roman tax burden. And they hated Rome. If he said that it was not right to pay taxes to Caesar, man, he was off to the Roman governor because he had just gone too far. He had encouraged the people to insurrection against Rome publicly. They thought that Jesus' goose was cooked. But the Bible says that Jesus saw through their duplicity. And that, my friends, is the point of the passage. To come back to it, you cannot fool Jesus. He always sees to the core of the matter. He knows exactly what we are up to, and he knows exactly what you think of him and where you stand in your devotion to him. There's nothing about me, and there is nothing about you which Jesus does not know. Nothing. So the best thing you can do is stop trying to pull the wool over Jesus' eyes. You can anyway. He knows you better than you know yourself. Now that day in the temple, Jesus' response to the secretly dishonest spies was quite glib. I always like it when Jesus is glib. It encourages me to follow his example. He asked them for a common Roman coin, one on which he knew there was the picture and inscription of the emperor. "Whose picture do you see on this coin?" he asked them. "Caesar's," they replied. And he said to them, then give to Caesar what is Caesar's, and stop messing with me. Now the trap failed. The people who were listening to Jesus loved him all the more, for he had outwitted the leaders of the temple, who they resented anyway. The chief priest and the elders were absolutely astonished because this Jesus from Nazareth country bumpkin guy had sidestepped their trap. To put it in the vernacular, they were shut up. Astonished, the Bible says, because Jesus had outwitted them. But I want you to know, they were only stopped for a minute, as you will see in next week's sermon. Now, let me just go back to it one more time and point it out to you. This is the point. It's time for all of us to stop trying to fool Jesus. You can't. He always sees to the very heart of the matter. Not over time as we do. It's not revealed to him over time. He knows from the beginning. So the question today is just really this, quite honestly. To whom do you really belong? Be honest. Because you can't pull the wool over Jesus' eyes.